Chris.
Juan.
JC.
It's like he should have been part of the
from the we're get-go. Saying like your vocals came out good because you have bass in your voice. Yeah. So we're like in our acapella acapella group.
I'll hit the high notes. He goes regular. You go with the bass.
I'll be the funny guy. You can be like the serious guy.
Oh well, no, I would play the bad boy. Look at this.
The bad boy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he would be like the he could be like the you know the
I'd be the intern and shit.
the guy that goes home to mom, you know, yeah. Who gets introduced to the
he's a Honduran kid with a dream.
Yeah. That's all we took from the conversation.
I know. like how we go back to that.
I gotta be the Central Ooh,
JC?
American kid.
Which JC? The Honduran kid with a dream.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Okay.
hey.
Hey, you know what, though?
It's true.
People are going to remember that.
Yeah, that's going to be in the article when they write you up. During the kid with a dream.
Worst case scenario, it'll be in my tombstone.
Yeah. During kid with a dream. Not this, but the kid. It was way better than this.
He dreamt big.
It was like somebody had that for a tombstone. Like it was. I forgot who it was. I don't know if it's like a crack, but it was something like... I knew if I lived long enough, something like this would happen. Nice. And I was like, that's like the best.
I'm telling you, like, when my brother and I started our trucking company, and he was talking about making shirts and hats and shit, and we're looking for a slogan, mm-hmm. I was like, dude, I got it. I'm like, Guillen Bros Transport. No deadline. We can't miss. Exactly, right? And he didn't get it. And he's all like... That's ridiculous, Chris. I'm like, it's fucking funny. It'll show like we have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
He's like, but this sounds like, you know, I'm like, it's funny. And, you know, mm-hmm. it just fucking like wins.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And worst case scenario, gets you out of the jam. Right?
Yeah. What, didn't you see the shirt?
Clear when you did business with us.
But yeah, but I'm like,
it's on the truck. Yeah.
Have a little fun with it. But he's very serious. Mm-hmm. My younger brother is very serious. He's a dedicated businessman. He's the guy who was like, you know, we should start our own business. I'm nice. Like, I'm down. Mm-hmm. That's all it took for me to agree. I'm like, I hate working for these fucks, too. Let's do our own shit.
God, nice. Starting... Anytime I see somebody starting a business, I want to put a fucking gun in my mouth.
Why?
Because it's a bitch. I've run
businesses. No, it is. But not, but that was...
And I've run them to the top, and I've run them to the ground. You know? Hey, man. I've done it from both ends.
The business is still running for us.
Yeah.
My brother is a genius. He stuck to it, and now, like, when we have conversations now, he's all like, I feel bad, he said, because when we were doing this, we were struggling, and he goes, and things are better now.
You were the problem. You're the fucking problem. I didn't think about that. You're the whole problem. Once they got you out of there.
I thought it was because I gave him the best 2 years of my life.
Yeah.
I thought that's what the problem was.
That's good, though. That's good to have that mentality, man, like that one go get it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm telling my little brother.
Oh, I know. I just think when anybody does it, I'm just like, fuck, man. Like, vaya con Dios. Like, you know, God bless you and go forward, but fuck.
We definitely tried being as prepared as we could about it. And he, I'm telling you, his mentality, it's professional. It's business. Like, this is what the business is. We're going to do this. And it worked out, you know?
I have been lucky enough to, like, sit down with, like, hardcore motherfuckers lately. Like, people that have done, like, crazy shit. And it's worked out for him. So I have to sit there and I'm just like, dude, let's see what slides off you. I just want to fucking hear it. And after they tell me shit and everything else, and after you, like, go around them and you talk to them and everything, you're like, holy shit. Like, you really did undertake something huge to get to your point to make that business work. And by the other side of it, I have been in some flaming fucking plane crashes of business that I just sit there and I'm like, this is not going to be here in a couple of months.
Yeah.
I have sat there like, wow. And then you talk to somebody and you're like, oh my god, like, you don't know what you're fucking doing. You built this thing. There's all this money involved, like there's loans and people you owe shit to, and you're like eating ramen out of the fucking package, you know. I'm like, and you're like, you're doing this and it just seems so bad.
No, but those are the same fucks that are like, I'll file for bankruptcy. I'll be alright. I'll be back in business in 5 years. Those are those ones. And it
that's
works.
Pointless, though. It might not be pointless for some people, but like, if you want to run something long-wise, I think the first thing you would need to do is to recognize that you shouldn't have to run your business.
What do you
if
mean?
You're not the right person to run your business.
Yeah. You know? Jesus Christ. But
not like go home, but I'm saying like, skill is cheap right now, man. It's always been cheap. Skill has always been cheap. So, like, if, let's say you want to start whatever business, right? And then, like, you suck at typing or you suck at taking notes. Like, you need to have the means to be able to hire someone that can take notes for you, that's good at that, you know? And there's, I think there's a lot of people that don't see the value in surrounding themselves with people that are better at doing things than you are. There's people that hire people as CEOs because they own the shit, but I'm not the right person to run the business.
No, but then why would you open up a business that you're not like the right person for, though, you know?
Well, no, because the a business is a business. A business is for you to make money, period. Now, suppose for whatever reason, right, Miami, and say, oh, there could be a business here that, oh, let's sell bottled water or cold fucking water, cold ice water, right? There's just a market for it. You're good at seeing whether there's a market for it. Let's open it up. I don't know a goddamn thing about water. I don't even like water. I don't drink water. Whatever. Right? But there might be some fucker out there that is like, is excited about it, is waiting for a chance to get something to run with. Mm-hmm. If you have the means for it, then have the brain to be like, yo, I'm going to step outside.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense. But in my head, I'm all like, why wouldn't you go into a business you can be responsible for because you know about? You know, like, I wouldn't go into a fucking art business, but I would definitely go into a transportation business because I fucking happen to know.
That's where your expertise is.
Yeah, you know? So, like, almost helping guarantee that.
But after a while, succeed, and this is my thing, I always goes back to, like, what my old man used to fucking say. Like, if you're going to run a business, you have to be able to do everybody's jobs.
Exactly.
Because, like, that, when they're doing their job, you can tell if they're doing it right or not. And I always try to apply that. But I can understand what JC said.
No, also, that makes sense, too, yeah.
Because it's just like, you run a business, you're not going to do your accounting. You might say, fuck it, I'm going to, you know, maybe your invoices and your shit, yeah, but when it comes to taxes, it's like, hey, I'm going to hire an accountant to fucking handle all that shit, you know? Because también, you know, by the other side, you eating shit, looking at fucking W-2 forms and W-9s and trying to get all this shit done, now you're wasting time doing that and not running your business. So you go and get an accountant, and, hey, bro, handle this shit. Tell me how much my sales tax is, what my corporation is, all this other shit, and let me know when the fuck I need to pay. That's your fucking job. So I can understand that aspect of it. And the same thing, like, maybe you don't answer your fucking phone all the time. Because I'm too busy running the business, I can't be every fucking call. So I need somebody in the front to hold the fucking phone and whittle out all the bullshit calls that come in and everything else. And maybe handle salesmen. And then after a while, even the sales. Like, I'm too busy doing this. And then when you get to that good point where you're like, I'm too busy in my yacht fucking fishing, you know. I don't need to hear this shit. I need to put some asshole to fucking, you know this shit, go manage it for me. And I think it's like a pyramid.
You right, know? I got you.
And you have
Everyone's good at doing different things, right? What if you are good at managing people?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then really, in terms of business, in terms of selling a product or providing a service, you're good at that. You're just good at managing people. You're good at looking at that. Then you'll be able to run any business. It doesn't matter what it is. Because it'll be a product or it'll be a service, period. And then you'll be able to say, for whatever reason, I don't like the way this is being done. You don't know exactly why you don't like the way, but there's just something about it that seems like, yeah, it could be done easier, or it could be done better, or it could be do this. You're not the guy to solve that, but you're the guy to make the call to say, like, we could do this better. So-and-so, can you do this better? He can't do it better. All right, well, let's find someone that could do it better. And there's people that make a living. There's people that buy, grow businesses, and resell businesses.
That makes sense.
And it's just like,
that's just your job. That's what you're
doing. It seems good, like, oh, when you're starting your business or like my own business, like, oh, like, obviously you want to do something that you're passionate about, right? Because it's going to help you put in the long hours and do the shit that nobody wants to do. It'll be good for you at that point to have a business that you know something about or that you're passionate about. There's people that are passionate about just doing business. There's people that are passionate about, like, fucking, my kid is having a soccer game at whatever, and it's like, well, fuck, I got a Costco membership, you know what, let me get 10 cases of bottles. How many people are going to be there? 300 people? Well, fuck, let me get X cases of bottles, whatever, boom. There's people that are good at just flipping money, like, yeah, I buy this, I sell this, I do this. Mm-hmm. And that's like they're passionate Like, they're good at that. There's people that are good at saying, like, bro, that guy is good at this, and that guy is good at that, and that guy talks well. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want that guy talking for me.
And a lot of times, artists are the worst at that.
Yeah.
Because everything's fucking either precious or they're just disinterested, I think.
Yeah.
I think artists sometimes are the worst fucking people to sell their shit, do their shit, put their shit out there. They have a lot of fucking laws in their head. And I'm talking, like, anybody. Because I know writers that are like that. Artists, filmmakers. Fucking horrible at marketing. They don't fucking know about marketing. They don't know about selling. They don't. They just know about making. But they don't know how to fucking.
I think business, ultimately, you know. And fucking, sure enough, you know. Take it from a guy that hasn't run any successful fucking business to talk about business and shit. You know? But ultimately,
oh, it comes down.
Take it from an honest guy, then.
Well, I mean, like, take it from me to, like, who the fuck are you to talk about business, you know? But ultimately, how much can you get for it? Right? Period. And as long as the outcome is income. Mm-hmm. Right? Big American companies do it. That's what they're known for, you know? Low cost, big profits. Just get it fucking done, right? Now, you could run a business in its entirety and, let's say, not be there, but just managing heads that you know are good at what they do. Like, these people are good at what they do. They're good at their roles. Mm-hmm. Now, if you scout them and you have the eye to know that this guy can work with this guy and could improve that, then more power to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you need to be there sweeping the floors? No. If you have a problem with that, that might be a completely different problem than doing business, but do you need to be there to do that? No. Do you need to answer your phones to do that? No. Does the guy that work harder make more? No.
No. Fuck no.
No. Mm-hmm. And we came from Hispanic families, and we seen this shit firsthand. The people that busted their ass the most didn't make the most money. So who had the brains there?
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, and there's something to be said about working your ass and working your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, look, man, you can make money fucking digging holes. You know? Is it good money? No. Is it long term? Probably not. Is there something better? Yeah, a guy comes in with a fucking shoveler, and you know what? You look like a dickhead. You know, how many people do I need for Piki Pala to fucking be there digging holes?
Yeah.
You know? And you say, well, I'm really good at it. Don't fucking matter. Now, maybe you're really good at a fucking foreman job. Or fucking, you know, maybe you're really good to manage and then put something together. I used to have my granduncle, Jacinto. He fucking had like a fourth grade education. Fucking, look at this way. Look how, he wasn't a dumb person. He was smart. But ignorant, like a motherfucker. He still didn't believe the world was round.
Nah.
He would sit there. He would fucking, like, argue. Like, he would sit there and look at you, like, and he would look at him, like, mira, pero míralo. Mira, ¿cómo te vas a decir que el mundo está rondo? Like, well, how the fuck are you going to tell me that the world is round?
No. What but the yeah, fuck? Believe
but, like, he said it. Like, you don't know. It's like one of those things that you're waiting for the punchline. Like, you're waiting. Like, you be. And I never saw it, but I remember my father said, it's like, I can't fucking believe this guy. And, like, Guajito from the fucking. You know, he would show up 4 in the morning with his friends drunk from everything with a goat. You know? And then his wife would be like, hey, I want some goat. And his wife could go outside, put the goat up, hook him up, and fucking kill the goat, slaughter it, because he wanted goat the next day. Like, what the fuck is that? But.
It's kind of badass.
I know. But when he passed away, he left, like, I don't know, like hundreds of thousands of dollars to her and, like, all these properties. And nobody knew he had. They always knew he was working. He always had some gig. But why he knew how to flip fucking houses? He was like the first house flipper I ever knew about. And he would get the houses and, like, they say in there, with El Barrio de los Negros, like the places that were like, bro, you can't be there, bro, it's fucked up. And you go in there, buy the house for super fucking cheap.
Yeah.
And then just, and since he knew all the shit, he knew how to put up a fence, he knew how to cut the grass, he knew how to put the sod, he knew how to fucking make it pretty, paint the walls and everything. And then he had buddies. And his buddies, he had buddies that, like, hey, you get him a six pack, he'll do the, like, fucking. He'll fix the electricity, he'll run a wire, and he did all this shit, and he turned around, made the house, rented.
Fuck.
And like that, he had all these properties. And he's okay. Like, and he left his wife when he passed away, like, well off. Even she didn't fucking know.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, the fuck. And it was somebody that understood and was able to, he tenía muela, like they say. You know, somebody that'd be like, hey, bro, I'm gonna do this. And if he had a broken refrigerator, he was gonna come back with, like, a fucking, a couch. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was able to trade up. Like, he could just get a broken toaster. Somehow he would walk off with a broken toaster.
Yeah.
Start trading with one guy, trading with another guy. Broken toaster for this, and then I'll go with this, and I'll get two screwdrivers, and then this guy needs a screwdriver. And next thing you know, he'll come back with a couch.
Yeah.
Like, when the fuck did you get the couch? You know, remember the toaster? Like, what? Like, how? And there's, and that's coming also, I don't believe, like, when people say, I'm going to get my MBA, it's like, that's cool and all. Like, I would do it. All right, if you're serious, get an online course. But you want to be serious about it, go run one. Go and fucking run a pizzeria.
Yeah.
And say, dude, I'm going to make this fucking the best pizzeria in this fucking, what do we need to do? Is it the advertisement? Is it the people? Is it fucking this and that? And is it run the place? And maybe you say, you know what? We got this fucking pothead dickhead in the back picking his fucking nose, making a big fire that fucking asshole. Let's spend $3 more an hour, and this guy's a pizza twirling machine. He knows how to make this shit. That guy knows how to make the sauce and like that on it. Say, hey, this oven way too small, way too shitty, dude. Let's get a bigger fucking oven. You know what? And just compensate it. Oh, I'm gonna make this deal. I'm gonna go to the school. I'm gonna fucking pass out flyers. And hey, man, we have a pizza party. We can call us. You know, here's a free pizza. You guys, you go to the teacher's lounge, you know, and be like, here's a free pizza. And the next time the teachers have a pizza day or something, who are they going to call? You know, shit like that. And have that thinking in mind of how the fuck do you weasel yourself in? How do you shove yourself into every situation? Like, I tell people, like, what do you answer?
Yeah.
Like, what do you answer? You know, don't be a question. There's too many questions in the fucking world. What do you answer? What do you fucking come in and be like, bro, resuélveme algo. Like, what do you fucking resolve, dude? And that's the thing I would fucking I say, dude, that's awesome.
That's a really good question.
Today you can open any business that no one that is already in business cannot do faster and better than you. I don't care what it is. There's already some fucker out there that owns it, runs it, could do it better, could do it faster, is staffed a lot better than you are. And you're the beginner. You're the guy opening it up.
And I think the biggest thing sometimes is control. Because I think a lot of people are afraid of losing control. They're afraid. I know from my experience running businesses that sometimes, like, when you don't have that full control and you have to let somebody else fucking do it. But the thing is, that's where you have to come in and be like, dude, what's up? Like, what's this fucking problem? I mean, you're a boss. You know how it was. You were a boss. You were a boss. Yeah. Now you're nothing. You're just a measly writer.
I live
but you know what it is? Like, hey, bro, why didn't this happen? What happened here? Why? What, you know? And mark shit. Be like, hey, man, you fucked up.
You know? You know what's funny? Like, when you said that line, like, what do you offer? What do you answer? Mm-hmm. And it's something, like, I've always believed in, like when shit would happen at work, mm-hmm. I'm one of those guys that's like, you know what, I'm not gonna... And it was to a fault, really, where I would be the first to admit that something went wrong, you know? Yeah. But I was also not... I didn't jump the gun and fucking say what was wrong before I could answer the questions that follow that, you know? Mm-hmm. So my thing was always like, okay, I'm not going to fucking let anyone, you know, I'm not going to put this out there yet because I don't have any answers yet. So the one thing I left the guy who was in charge now was don't fucking just jump the gun and just go, hey, this fucking thing broke. No, what you have to do is you have to have come up with a plan of what's going to happen, what you've already implemented, and what you're waiting on, if not, what you already know as a reply. Yeah. So every time I would call my boss and go, hey, this happened, this is what we're doing about it, this is what's already come back to us, and I'll let you know when the rest comes in. Because that way, like, you don't leave any opening for somebody to question why you're there. You know, it's one of those, like, if you call and say, oh shit, well, you know, so and so called and this is what happened, okay, well, what happened now, what are you doing about it, you don't have those answers. Mm-hmm. And the way I made, you know, like the reason, and, you know, the way I kind of made my position my position was basically that, like, you tell them the problem, you tell them what your solution is and what the hopeful outcome would be. And you don't leave a fucking position there for somebody to jump in and ask a question.
Yeah.
You know? And that's my way. And that's why when you ask, like, what do you bring? What are your answers? I'm like, that's...
It's, and it's hard because it's one of those things that you're like, okay, should I resolve this shit right now?
Right.
Should I squash it now and then tell you what's up? Or should it... Because maybe they say, well, I have a better way.
Exactly.
Or I have, you know, oh, well, that's good, but you know what? That's not... Or that's not a big deal. Like, why are you fucking even telling me?
Yeah.
Like, I don't really give a shit.
You're talking like a boss.
I've been a fucking boss. I've been a boss, and And let me tell you, I'm not eager to go back. But it does get into a situation where you're in that position. And it's, you know, it's hard. And you know, you can be in a position where you have way too many chiefs and not enough Indians.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that shit. And other times that you know, you're the only one that can say yes or no. And you can't blame anybody but you.
Yeah.
And it's hard. And I, you know, my current boss, I mean, I remember there was something that was like sensitive. I forgot what it was. It was like a sensitive fucking document. And it's one of those things like, hey, you know, what do you want to do with this? Do you want me to do this? Because I can't, you know, this might be a $500 fuck up if I go the wrong way.
Fuck.
Yeah.
All right? So I'm asking you. Blew up on me. Just fucking, what the fuck do I have you here for? You're here to fucking answer shit? I don't want questions. I want fucking answers. I don't need to hear this shit. Just do whatever you need to fucking do.
Yeah.
And that's all you need, though, right?
I walked the fucking dog. You know, they just bow. You know, like, yes, yes, okay. Like, walk backwards bowing and shut the fuck up and go and did what I needed to do. And after that, now I knew the pace that they needed. Like, oh, okay, this is small time, you know? And, you know, yeah, and you have to be able to do that. And I think, and it doesn't have to be from a person. It can be from a fucking situation. Because sometimes you can be in a situation and you go, what the fuck, you know? But it's not a problem if there's a solution. What the problem is that you don't like the solution.
Exactly.
You know, it's like dieting, you know? It's like, really, there's not a secret to it. Eat less, exercise more, and that's it. But I don't like those things, you know? Like, I don't like eating less, and I don't like exercising. Oh, so the problem is that there's not a solution. You just don't like it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, once in a while, you gotta eat it, basically, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes the answer to a solution is, that's just what it is. There's nothing you
can do. Well,
it also depends on the business, and it depends on how big you want this business to be.
Yeah.
And ultimately, everyone wants to have the biggest business, but not really. Like,
no, I think
some people are content with a small business.
Like,
they don't want anything.
If it's keeping me in a nice house with money in my pocket, there is nothing wrong with that. You know, I've had a few bosses over the time, and there are the hungry ones who are like, well, how can we make it better? And then there's the ones who are like, the business is doing fine, let's keep it where it's at.
Yeah.
No need to change things.
Nah, as long as
they'll accept a surprise change, but they're not looking for it, you know? And then there's the ones that just aren't involved. It's like, hey, you know what? Like you said, I hired somebody else to do this job for me so that I wouldn't have to be as involved.
To that point, it's not about not being involved. It's about having shit run the way you need it to run, and then you handle your role, you know? Like, if you own the business, right? And then your job as a business owner is to bring money into that business, right? Like, that's your main job. None of your employees are going to do that because that's not their job. Then odds are you need to be shaking more hands and talking to more people than all your employees.
Right.
Right? So in order for your business to run efficiently, you got to build your employees. You build them to where it's like, I'm going to be out there talking to people so we can make money. So I can bring money into the business. Now, when the money comes into the business, then you as employees and you as people that work here and everybody's going to build and everybody eats off of this, you got to run this business, because ultimately you guys are the ones that run it. You guys are the ones that make it function, right? Mm-hmm. If you fuck up, there's no business because there's no product or there's no service. If I fuck up, there's no business because there's no one buying the product or there's no one buying the service. So there's this role of like not completely detaching yourself from it, but just building and picking the right people to say, let's all make money together. Good money. Yeah. Big money.
Yeah,
and like treating your employees also for people that want to work for you for a long time.
Yeah, but I was going to say, the problem with disassociating yourself like that is that you are going to miss what that fucking one guy is doing really well, really hard. You're going to miss what he's doing because you're not...
I don't think you'll miss it.
I think you do. I think the business gets too big.
Yeah. It all depends. I mean, but see, this is the thing. It's like, you can have a really huge business and you have one person, all they're supposed to do is, let's say you have, like, you know, in my experience, like a body shop. And a fucking young guy there and everything else. Your thing is to keep this fucking clean. Make sure the tools aren't on the floor. Sweep the fucking floor. I don't give a fuck how you do it. you want to do it on all four, walking around with a dustpan on your head and just picking it up with your tongue, I don't care. Your thing is sweep this shit up. You know, just make sure it's clean. Keep it clean, keep it clean. As long as I see everything's clean, that's fine. If I see something out of place, what's the problem? That's it. Because I can't get into too much of like his shoveling way and his way of sweeping. And I'm like, fuck, do I care?
You can't. You can't even begin to tell him, like, oh, I want you to sweep this way. It's like, no, like, ultimately, look, the job description is, like, I need this place to be swept. But you can't tell him, like, I want you at 12 to sweep it here. No, don't sweep this way, sweep that way.
It's like, no, you know what I'm saying?
It's just like, the job description is like, yo, sweep the fucking place.
Yeah.
Now you find a guy that knows how to fucking sweep the place.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah, it might be one, a second, a third, and that really happened. There was a young kid, and he just, it's like 15, 16, he wanted to do a part-time. I'm like, all right, cool, dude, fucking come on in. Guy moved like a fucking turtle, you know? And why? Because he doesn't know. He never fucking, he hadn't swept his own house, you know? So I was like, all right, bro, look, bro, you got to move your ass, you got to move your muscles, you got to do shit. I mean, by the other side, there's a lot of things you just, none of your fucking business, too. You know, sometimes, my father, I remember he had a guy that worked with him, and he was a fucking drunk. He was a fucking alcoholic.
He's
a straight up alcoholic. But he was always at work on time. Did his shit well. Fucking body guy, paint guy, everything. But everything. Like, that guy knew his shit. My dad didn't. But, you, dude, walk in at 8 in the morning, smelled like fucking beer. 12 o'clock came by, he's gonna go off to lunch. Fucking barely reached the gate going out, and whoosh, you know, already had a beer open. 5:30 came around again, fucking guy, and he would drink for lunch. And my dad would remember, like, he would come walking in and throw his bag in the dumpster, and you heard clang, 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 clang. But he's like, dude, he's never late. Does his job great. It ain't my problem. That's his personal life, and that's, I can tell him, hey man, you should let up on that. But that's the most I can fucking say. And then one time he fucking, a Monday came, and my dad came to drive up, and he's opening the shop, and his fucking wife's in the car with, like, the kids. He's like, oh, shit, something happened to him. And she's like, hey, did you not fucking... And she comes out, starts kind of bitching at my dad. Not bad, but we're like, why didn't you pay him Friday? Like, how come? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I gave him his check Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because he fucking left, and you know, the guy ended up going off on a fucking fishing trip drinking and took all his money with him, and his wife had no money.
Fuck.
And she was bitching. My dad ended up lending her money and everything else. And and he already said, oh, that day I'm not going to come in, whatever. And the next day he's like, hey, man, I can't have that shit coming to my shop. That can't be coming here. You got to resolve your shit at home. That was the one time he had to speak to him. And I remember that guy clearly. He wasn't a bad guy. But I remember as a kid, like, looking at him, my mom got mad at me once because he was, like, next to me. He talked to me, and he was walking away, and I did this. I held my nose because he fucking reeked. He had that sweaty beer. Like, you know when people sweat, alcoholics sweat liquor.
Yes.
You know, they sweat.
Yes.
And I looked, I went like this, and my mom hit my hand. Like, you know, I was pinching my nose, and my mom hit my hand. Like, don't fucking do that. Like, that's disrespectful to him. I'm like, dude, the guy's a fucking drunk, you know? But... You know, so there's the do's and don'ts on that.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know, man. You have a business. Suppose you have a business, X business. Guy comes in right now, could run your business better than you can. You give him a shot at running it, or you take.
Well, the thing is, like, it's not about pride, and it's not about, like, you know, what I do. Is it feasible? Am I going to be able to afford to do this?
I mean, you could afford it.
If I could afford it,
it's just a matter of, like, are your employees, mm-hmm. all of a sudden you're the business owner, are your employees, you tell them, you answer to so-and-so now, period. Like, or, like, do you do that, or do you
run
your own business?
But I think there's this nervousness of control.
Yeah.
At first, if it's feasible.
Yeah, because it has to be.
Then maybe you say, you know, I'm going to hire this guy to run this place because I'm going to go and open another one.
Yeah,
if I have one here in Dade, I'm going to open one in Broward.
If you can afford it and he can do it better than me, it would be dumb not to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a private person, though. I don't need to be the boss of my own business.
There's people that need to have.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely too many of those people with egotistical problems. I'm telling you. I was very fortunate in my experience in my in the military, actually, it was perfect. You were able to see three different types of leaderships.
Yeah.
the guys who needed who just, you know, fucking needed to be in charge, yeah. who their entire life was around the fact that yell at people and tell them what to do, you know. And then there was the guys who were just good leaders, like, hey, we are doing this fucking together. There's no one better than anybody else. Forget this when we're working, you know. And then there was the ones who were just like, hey, look, I'm in charge. I'm gonna delegate. You guys, you know, pass the orders around.
There's some people that aren't good at being in charge, bro.
Yeah, no, and that's true. No, look, I'm telling you.
Like, there's some people that are like, I'm an idea guy, let's say. I'm good at coming up with ideas.
I was going to say the opposite.
I'm not, like, I'm not good at following through, let's say, right? There's some people that are good at, like, bro, you give me fucking five guys, and I'm good at telling these motherfuckers where to be at every single time, and I'm on it. Like, they're good at it. Like, they're good at, and there's some people that are good at like, moving crowds, you know? Right. You know, I got 15 employees. I got 70, 80 employees. And there's people that are good. Like, that guy remembers that face and that name. And he remembers that that birthday of that kid is ex-birthday. And it's like, oh, what's going on? And it's like, oh, did you have lunch already? No, all right, come by. And there's just people that are good with crowds.
It's just like fucking people that are salesmen. You know, I see so many people like, I'm a salesman. How the fuck are you a salesman,
bro? I've met a good salesman.
Dude, bro, just talking to you, I want to punch you in the fucking mouth. Yeah. Much less buy something.
I'm sorry, I can completely understand, because I've met one good salesman and that motherfucker was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'm more like, that's what a salesperson is supposed to fucking be. Holy shit.
You know what I think is a good salesman? Is when somebody else can come and maybe they either have a better product, cheaper product, whatever, and you'll defend the other salesman.
Yeah.
You'll be like, no, no, but Raul fucking, Raul fucking solved my shit, dude. And I have no fucking problem. And I got no fucking problem with him. And you're like, you're doing his sales pitch. Because that's how good it is.
And you give him business.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. And then after that, it's like, oh, no, no. And then when they come and tell you, hey, man, where at? Dude, go with Raul, bro. Raul's a shit. You can fucking, you know, he'll handle your stuff. That's fucking different, you know? And I see other people like, I'm a salesman. How the fuck? You're like, you have no personality, bro. And other people that sit there, and next thing you know, you're talking about your family and this and that. And blah, blah, blah. Yeah, bro, we're on vacation. Blah, blah. And then he's telling you stuff, and you're like, you know what, dude? I need some fucking piping for I don't know what. You know, I've had that. I'm like, dude, I ended up buying fucking hoses once from one guy. And I'm like, I bought like eight fucking hoses, spent like $200 air hoses. And then my mom came and was like, why the fuck did you buy hoses? I don't know why I bought the hoses. Seemed like a cool guy. And, you know, his hoses looked so much better than ours. Yeah. And they were, you know? And by the same side, as a salesman, because I've been a salesman, nothing is worse than selling shit. When you have a bad product, oh my god, dude. It's so bad the fuck.
Let me ask you, though. Do you still sell it? And do you still sell the... Like,
I
not only it. Do you still sell the product, but do you still sell the
product? I used to work for Hewlett-Packard, and I was a salesman for them for a while. I used to fucking sell computers like nothing. This isn't the computer boom. When everybody was buying computers. Like, and now everybody's like, this internet thing's going to last for a while. So everybody was buying computers. And it used to be the all-in-ones, you know, like the... Not the all-in-ones, they were the bundles. So had, like, the screen, printer, the desktop, and the printer, keyboard, mouse. And HP had the best ones. They were a little higher price, but you had the best fucking model, you know? So I would sell those. Like, we had three pallets in CompUSA. There would be half a pallet left. Like, just one after another. Just boom, boom, selling them. And, we did awesome, and then they came out with I forgot the name of it. It wasn't the iPack. I wanted to fucking what it was, but it was like their handheld Palm Pilot bullshit.
Okay.
Oh, the high fucking piece of shit that was. When I got that fucking thing, it was like, this is garbage. This is like, they gave me one. They fucking gave me one, and I was like, okay. And I tried it out. I'm like, okay, now it crashed. Okay, now I got to turn it on again. Okay, now it's not working. It was the biggest piece of shit, like their little Palm Pilot thing. I remember they gave me one, and I ended up, it was like a $400 or $500 fucking
thing. Yeah, no, yeah, when they came out.
At that time, I sold it to one of the salesmen for like $300, and my boss was furious. Like, why did you sell it? What the fuck? I'm like, dude, I'm not fucking carrying that. It doesn't resolve anything. It doesn't work. How am I going to sell something that doesn't work to anybody?
Yeah, no, but if your job is to sell that product, I mean.
No, but the thing is how do you do it? How do you sell garbage?
Well, if you're a good salesman, though, you fucking sell garbage.
No, then you're a good con artist.
No, you're still a salesman. You're selling a product. No,
then you're a con artist. You're selling shit.
No, it doesn't matter what you're selling, though. If your job is to sell, Isn't that what you're supposed to be good at, no matter what the product is?
As long as you can be honest about the product, I think to that a certain degree. That has nothing to
do with being a salesman.
Yes, it does. I do. I do believe so. I remember having families come back and buying computers from
me. No, look, I completely... all this other stuff,
and I could not in good faith. I mean, this is personal. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I totally agree with you, but you're a scumbag. You're a fucking scumbag.
It depends on this, what you're selling, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's why.
If you're selling something that you know is shit.
Yeah.
But if you're not a salesman,
you think McDonald's? You think McDonald's knows that what they're selling is not shit?
Yeah, they probably do. They're not gonna tell you.
Chicken.
But you know, like it was like the time.
But you know it.
But it was like the time I was at. I was at White Castle in Indianapolis.
Your advertising say otherwise.
I'm just saying, if you're a salesman, you fucking sell.
Do the pictures say otherwise?
But look, there's a way of doing it. Because I was in a White Castle in Indianapolis once, and me and my friend couldn't stop laughing. They were walking up, and they have a sign. And it goes, now featuring fat-free items. And I go, what the fuck? And it goes, napkins and spoons. That was their fat-free item. And I'm like, that's great! Because we're White Castle. We sell mini burgers. Yeah. Fuck are you gonna... You know, it's not a lie here, you know? And that's my thing. And my thing is that maybe it's not, if somebody's not the best, that's fine. Hey man, this is a workhorse. This is like BlackBerry. I defended BlackBerry for the longest time until I got an iPhone. You know, iPhone's awesome, but the BlackBerry was a workhorse. I'm like, this is no frills. You know, it's not cool. It's nothing, but it worked every fucking time. That's why I like BlackBerry. But you know, after a while, when it doesn't work, that's just a piece of shit. I'm not gonna sell you something that doesn't work. You know what I'm saying?
We were raised. Like all three of us were raised in shit to be morally correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we're raised by that. And we don't know any other way about that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. We rather lose money and sleep better than to make money and be like, fuck, I fucked somebody over today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, and that doesn't necessarily work when you're trying to run a successful
I was gonna say this though. We were also raised as people who fucking work.
Yeah.
You work until you fucking die. Mm-hmm. Now, and this is going full circle here now. Now, if your job is a fucking salesman and you have the morals to be like, this is a shit product, your job is to sell that shit product though. What are you gonna do? Quit working?
If it was just, look, if it performed less or if it wasn't as good or as a fucking Palm Pilot at the time, which was the only competitor, then I would say, well, it's a lesser Palm Pilot.
It didn't work. Rocks.
It didn't fucking work. But see, if you can't sell rocks, how many people buy gravel?
Yeah.
You know, they sell rocks.
Yeah. Oh, or rocks cracked.
No, like rocks, fucking soil, like rocks.
No, but I'm going back to though is the morals of it, like. Okay. You know you have a shit product, but your job is to sell that product. And you love selling. You love selling. You're proud of it. It's your job.
Yeah.
You just happen to have been dealt a bad fucking hand, and you got a shit product to sell for a couple months.
But that's
your job. No, but the maintain. Do you go into your mentality of like, you know what? This is a shit product.
No, I can't. That's garbage. It's garbage. I cannot sell garbage.
So you would just quit?
I was about to. I just told him I'm not going to sell it. I told him straight up, I'm not going to sell it. And that's when they hooked me up with like another guy, and he sold it. Yeah, but that's how it thing. Was. I was good at selling. I'm not going to sell pieces of shit.
All
right. There has to have been some good to it in order for it to be mass produced.
That's the mentality I'm at. I'm like, let me find there the good in this. Let me find the good in this, and let me sell the good.
6 months later, it was gone. They didn't sell. There were so many complaints and so many people returning shit. The other guy named Lewis, I remember that fucking guy, and he was selling shit. And he was like, bro, and people were like, I need to talk to you about my, I don't sell that. Go to talk. He's the expert. He's the IPAC expert. I'm going to go fucking sell the shit that works. Fuck you. You know, I'm not.
I don't know. It just sounds selective to me. Like,
well, that. I should be. As a salesman, you have the right to like say yes or no. And if you're gonna sell shit, fine. But know the hump you're gonna fucking take now. You know, remember, you can rip off people only once.
Yeah.
After you rip them off one time, you're shit. You know, and after you've done that, that's on you, bro. And so you know when they rear their faces again at you, and I remember that guy Lewis. I felt bad for him. I remember buying him lunch and shit sometimes. I feel bad for him. Like, hey, man, you want to... Well,
in that case, what you're saying and kind of what you're answering in that case is, like, the salesman, out of nature of being a salesman, would have to know that that's not the product he wants to sell. Because it's like, subpar, right?
Oh, yeah.
Subpar his talents.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yo, I could be selling something better. Like, I'm better than this to be selling this bullshit. You know?
All right, but are you better enough to late? Like, say, for example, you have the option. I mean, you have the ultimatum. Look, you sell this product or you're not a salesman with us. I mean, is it in you enough to be all like, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm walking away from this because it's a shit product. And I mean,
well, is it that bad? I've done that in enough jobs that, yeah.
You're a bad example.
Yeah. I really don't give a fuck.
Yes, man. Exactly. Some people, you know, they have.
And I remember a lot of times, like, my best friend worked at the same company as I, and he was the Epson guy. And people would come in, and me and him were, like, competing. I sold the Hewlett Packard printers, and he sold the Epsons. But there were times that Timmy would say, "Lo, you know, I'm a photographer. I'm like, you know, I'm printing my photographs. I want to do this." I'm like, "Dude, get an Epson." Like, I'll tell him, "Dude, get an Epson."
Salesman.
And they're like, "Oh, but you know what? The Epson's a lot more expensive." It's like, well, the Hewlett Packard's a workhorse. And it's not going to be crisp, but it's going to be comparable. But if you want to be serious about it, you need to buy a high-end Epson. "Oh, I can't afford it yet." Well, I have a comparable HP. I'm going to be fucking honest about it. But when you're selling a good product, I had those same people come back and say, "Bro, that Hewlett Packard's awesome, dude. I did this, this, and this. I fucking went." And they would show me pictures. And they're like, "No, I'm here to buy ink." And I'm like, "Awesome." You know?
Right, now, do you do the same thing if that HP printer you're selling is coming from your business? Mm-hmm. Are you that honest at that point to say,
"Yeah,
I'm the producer. Like, why?"
No, this is the worst person to ask. This is the worst fucking person to ask. He doesn't give a fuck.
But see, the thing is that, yeah, I would.
I doubt that.
I would. I think I would. But see, this is the thing. If I am Hewlett Packard, then that's different. But then I have control of fucking making those printers. So then I would, in that be, say, "I want to make a printer as good as something else."
Suppose.
And I used to have
But I'll say, suppose, like,
we used to have the dueling banjo fights over
here. You do that. We're not going to win. Your product is not. No, I'm just saying.
No, he's the worst person. I'm the worst person. He is correct.
You're the worst person.
I am a person that would stick to my morals most of the time to a degree of fault.
That's disgusting.
And that's not good. I know it's not good.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
You make me sick.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
You're a failure.
Because the thing is,
by the way, I'll tell you.
If I'm dealing with a motherfucker, somebody I don't like, I would say, fuck it. I'm gonna take them for all they're worth. I would do it. But 90% of the time, it wasn't like that.
Let's say Marvel or DC or like the whatever dream job comes up to you and tells you.
Make a shit comic.
You know, like, look, we've been looking and we've been like searching and scouring and we've been looking at people. And there's two people that we want to hire. You know? You and X guy, whatever the fuck, Joe Blow, right? And you for a minute think that Joe Blow is, you know, he does better work than you, you know what I mean? And they're saying, like, what's your opinion on it? Like, do you, at that point, like, you're selling yourself.
That's
right,
a good
now.
One. That's a good,
like,
one.
I'm selling myself.
Like,
what's the project? See, because that's the thing.
To work for them.
But what is the specific project? That's the thing.
They're trying to bring back Tomahawk, that Native American superhero. And that guy's Native American, and you're not.
To do zombie years.
I would tell them.
They have zombie years.
Well, no, but that,
and then they have another dude that does kind of what you do. Is just another spectrum.
Yeah, Tony
does
Moore,
zombie
Walking
or
Dead.
Something. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, and they just know.
I would be like, well, I have my way of doing it. He has his way. You choose. I wouldn't.
No, but they're leaving it on you. Like, you gotta sell yourself.
Me. Yeah, man. I would pill. Yeah, and I would sell myself.
You gotta be like,
well, by the merits of my own, not by putting down the other guy.
Not by putting him down, but you gotta tell him, like, yo, I can do it better than him.
Yeah.
Because you believe
that. You would say
that.
Yeah.
Because you believe
that. Yeah, that's me. And it's coming back to the same situation where I have control of what it is. You're putting me to sell something. Let's say JC makes fucking doohickeys. And JC's doohickeys are pretty fucking good. And you say, "Hey, Juan, help me sell fucking doohickeys and everything else." And I grab the doohickey and it's pretty fucking good. But then fucking Chris has fucking doohackies. And his doohackies are a little bit better than yours and everything. I would still sell yours. And I would say, "Well, look, this is the premium of on JC's doohickeys over his doohackeys. You know, that his doohackeys have this, but you know, this is..."
So wait, you're saying this is the best JC can do. It's not the best out there, but it's the best.
No, but I'll say, what are the merits of this product? and merits are this. Yeah. Okay, going back to the Hewlett-Packard. I used to have this fucking play. It's my best friend growing up. He was and I'd be like, yeah, you know, but your heads get clogged up with ink after heavy uses, and then you get it all fucked up, and then you have to clean it. Every time you change a print cartridge on an HP, it's new printer heads every fucking time. If you're going to print in volume, it's a lot better printing volume. So if you want to be, if you're a casual photographer and you're just taking family photos, you don't need a fucking Epson 920 that's going to be fucking printing brilliant colors. Bro, I'm making 5x7s for the family.
Yeah.
By the Hewlett-Packard.
Yeah.
But if this chick is the one that, like, coming in and I have a fucking, at that time, it was like 6 megapixel fucking camera, and you're serious, you're a fucking, go to Epson, bro. Because you're not going to be satisfied with our shit. Okay. And I'll be like that. I look at the merits and the minuses. If it's a piece of shit, now if you go and give me your doohickeys, and your doohickeys don't fucking work, bro. Your doohickeys don't, this is a paperweight. This fucking beer does more shit than you. I'd be like, JC, this is mierda, bro. I can't sell this, dude. And maybe you say, bro, I got fucking gigawatts over here. Your gigawatts are awesome. I love selling your gigawatts. Those are great fucking things to sell. Your doohickeys are dick. I can't fucking deal with your doohickeys, dude. I would tell you. I would say, dude, fix this shit and then I'll sell it.
Even if it would, like,
if it doesn't work. I'm saying it doesn't, like, it's a ripoff. I'm saying a ripoff, too. Yeah. This is my thing. Yeah. My thing is a ripoff. I'm not gonna dupe somebody.
You gotta rip
somebody. No, let me ask you though.
Yeah.
What if
unnecessarily. Now, if it's a motherfucker, I'll cut his head off.
But what if it meant your job, though? What if it meant your job, though? You still would stand by
it. It did mean my job, and I did fucking.
Now, you see, it goes back to, like, to having an eye. Like, as a boss, you would need to understand that.
Oh, fuck.
And you would
selling your shit. Because what are you going to do? Get rid of me? I've been selling computers like a motherfucker for you. So what did you do? He brought another guy, and this guy Lewis was like, man, are you going to tell me, bro, I wish I was selling computers like you. I can't fucking sell this shit. Because after 2 months, when the reviews came out about how bad it was and how many complaints were happening, bro, that guy just sat there next to the fucking stand, and people would bitch at him. People were like, I bought one of yours, and like, they already returned it and bought the other, like the Palm Pilot, and they were still bitching at him.
No, but I'm saying, like,
it was bad. It was a horrible scene.
I'm telling you, though, as a boss, I'm like, no, I need someone that's loyal to what I'm going to ask him to do.
Well, fuck loyalty. Fuck loyalty in the ear. You really? Can't. Yeah, loyalty is a weird.
I'm just saying, look, you can be a great
two-way street. You're going to put somebody to sell shit, dude? You're going to put somebody to sell something that's garbage?
All I'm saying is you're not always going to have. You're not always going to be able to do the things you want to do in your job. Once in a while, you got to step. You gotta
even if you're a fucking fruit vendor, you're going to sell rotten fruit?
Is it my company or is somebody signing my checks telling me I got to sell the fruit that's in front of me? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But Ryan, like you know, get somebody fruit. Sick.
Yeah.
Or like Ryan, just like it's overripe.
Yeah, it's overripe. Shit, it's not going to survive the ride home, dude.
Well, I mean, it's going to get home. It's going to be.
You know what I'm saying?
And if someone's willing to buy it, you wouldn't sell it.
Oh, that's what they used to.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you're ripping people off.
But if someone's willing to buy it, what if that person, let's say, for shits and giggles, owns a fucking pig farm, and he's looking for that fruit?
Oh, now, see, would I sell it to a mother?
But if a mother comes and tells me, like, oh, like I want to make like a homemade. Prudent. Baby food for my newborn child, and I'll be like, fuck, no. You know, like, no, you can't buy it. Yeah.
Oh, so now you're a moron.
But
a pig farmer, that's finding the honest way out.
I still need to sell it. Like, if somebody comes and tells me, I want to buy
the
question.
But how do you resolve? But see, at least the rotten fruit still has a use. The iMac didn't have a use. I couldn't even do that. That's how bad it was. So you turn it on, and then it just fucking dies. Oh, the battery ran out. What do you mean the battery ran out? I just charged it. All right, let me use this app. Oh, it crashed.
I'm saying is if I'm hiring you as a fucking salesman, you sell whatever the fuck I give you. Or why are you a salesman? Is all I'm saying.
Well, that's fine. That's your prerogative. But you're going to sell shit. If you want to sell shit, go ahead and sell shit. Lie to people. But I'm not going to do that for you. Why am I going to do that? And if you want to get rid of me, that's fine. Even though I'm selling everything else that you gave me.
Can you sell it? If you were able to sell it without lying to them, you're not telling them it's the best product, is this. You're telling them what it is.
But, dude,
it
does this,
this, and this.
Yeah, that's a good one. What if you were honest?
Like you're not
fast pop. That's what it was coming out to. But see, that's what I used to be honest about all this shit.
No, but I'm saying, you know it's a bad product. Can you be honest about it being a bad product?
You think it's a bad product.
Or you think judge it's a bad product. Yeah, you're judging product. It. Yeah. You're judging it as a bad product.
But I know it's a bad product.
Why do you know it? You
because they gave me one and it's
and you got rid of it. You didn't hang out to
it. It didn't live up to what you needed it to do.
Okay.
Prior to that,
I needed it to turn on and be able to put.
You're exaggerating. Come on.
It was shitty.
It was shitty, but you're exaggerating.
I don't know. I had it for like a week and it fucking.
See, that's not enough time.
I had it for a week, but I know I really tried to use it. And I remember, I think it was like the first one that it had like an Ethernet cable. It didn't have Wi-Fi. I don't know Wi-Fi. You can put the Ethernet cable, and I was like, oh, fucking cool.
But what if, as the boss, I'm like, look, just try to sell it, be honest, and, you know, just try to sell it. Would you still give it a college try and go, you know what, look, it didn't work for me, it didn't do this, or that.
Hell, if it was gun to the head, you had to sell it, I'll sell it. But I'm going to be honest, like, this is a piece of shit. I used to be honest about other people.
Now, do you have to say that, though?
The compact.
Do you have to say that?
Yes.
You have to say it's a piece
of
shit.
I'm like, dude, it doesn't work.
You can't just say it didn't work for me.
I'm lying. Why am I lying?
But it didn't work for you.
I'm not saying that, oh, it's not that great, or, you know, it has its faults. No, it's a piece of shit. It's a Mahorn. If you shit into my hand right now, it would be better than that iPhone.
Nah.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was the biggest piece of shit.
Well, I guess that's probably like the...
I'm going to look it up and see what the fuck it is you're talking
about. Like, that product just happened to be shit.
Yeah.
But there's a million other things there that...
I used the badmouth fucking E-Machine, Compaq. I remember all the... E-Machine was a piece of shit. I told him, it's like, hey, man, I would tell people, you're buying an E-Machine? Don't hit any bumps on the way home. That shit will break. All
right, how about... Because that's technology and very specific, mm-hmm. and it serves a specific function, and there's other shit, right? Technology is like, you can't keep up with it. But what if it was something as simple as, like, let's say, a cylinder trash can? Mm-hmm. Simple... Basic, to the point, sales count, there's no
I'm
major,
the first one, like, you can use it as a hat, you can use it as a
like
bongos.
That's your,
you can, you know, that
would really show, like, yeah. who you could sell to, because that's like very simple. Military trash cans invented. That's like
I already, in my head, I can see me going into an office like, ain't it great to have a trash can over there? Hey, you put a trash can here, you can throw it here. Hey, man, you know, you have a printer right over there. Why don't you put a trash can into it? I can sell you five for this one.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying like, because that product is very, like, it's based on like what a company did
basic,
and where.
But it still has a use. Now, if you say, hey, the trash can disintegrates after a day and, or, you know, it just comes apart.
No, but that's still very like. That trash can, I'm trying to take it back to something so basic, mm-hmm. that the product kind of becomes non-existent, mm-hmm. and then becomes on the sales.
Oh, then that's still not
because
a problem,
it's because like,
there's still a way to use it. Because even in your rotten fruit situation, I'm
because
like,
I don't,
hey,
I don't
you can still use, like you said, sell it to a fucking pig farmer. The pigs will fucking eat
it. To tell you
the
truth,
you know,
at that point, I don't think people were coming in and you were selling to them. Like, okay. I don't think you were being the salesman of that product because I think people were walking up to you and asking for it.
It's kind
of
like why Target doesn't have salespeople. You kind of go to Target for specific reasons.
For that, yeah. Now, like, let's say they give you a trash can and they say, fuck, look, we could mass produce these, whatever, at 50 cents. We want to sell them at $19.99. Like, how many of these can you sell? You come in for 50% commission. Mm-hmm. Straight up money. Like, whatever you sell, I can make money on. And that will kind of be like pounding the pavement and being like,
yeah, but that,
look,
I
it's a basic
care.
Trash can. But hey, guess what? Look, our trash can isn't made out of plastic. Let's say with Home Depot can, like it'll really be people like you. I want to buy this trash can from you. What, $20? Okay, here's your $20. Out of those 20, you make 10, 50, whatever. Like, it'll be more of the skill set.
Well, that's again but the relatability and talking to people and looking at what people's needs are. You know, like in the end, you have to look at what people's needs are. You know, because in the end, you can say, "Hey, man, I got these trash cans. They're awesome. Well, I have enough trash cans. I have a bunch of them. What else can I fucking tell them?" You know what I'm saying?
Can now, you still sell them?
I can still say, "Hey, look, I have it for this price, or you can use it for this. They're metal. They're better than the trash cans you have." Or maybe you can get more. And like I said, you go into an office and be like, hey, wouldn't it be great if you had a trash can next to the printer instead of walking all the way over here and throwing it away? Hey, you know what? I saw your guys outside. They're always throwing the cans all over the place. You know, when they finish their drinks, put one next to the soda machine. Mm-hmm. You know, look at all the fucking things that you can do. But you have a product that works. In the end, it's a product that, as basic as you're saying, as non-existent that fucking thing is, hey, man, the product fucking works. I'm talking a product that doesn't work.
Yeah, you're not being questioned. And if
you know, and that's the thing. How do you sell something that doesn't work?
I don't know, ask Windows.
Yeah, exactly. No, and that's the thing. And that, to me, is scumbaggy. And it's just like, oh, dude. And it's like, you know what? I was working for a company that even at that point, I had really a lot of respect for. But, you know, because they were making the better PC computers. I wanted to sell Macs. I remember wanting to sell Macs, and they didn't have sales.
Doesn't they all do it? Like, every single company that you know about, don't they do that?
No, there's a lot of cocks out there.
Every major company does that.
Yeah, in some way or another. But at least they have one core fucking thing.
I see what you mean, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. At least you have one, you know. I don't like all of Apple's fucking products, but at least I know that an Apple computer is good. An iPhone is still good. Do I hate their proprietary shit? Yeah, whatever. Still won't buy a PC?
That makes sense. Let's go ahead and end on that note. We're a little bit over time, but...
I won!
You did. You know what? No, I'm not going to start this.
All the people know all now is they're going to buy stuff from me. Not from
all I'm saying is, if you see me selling something, at least you know you're getting...
ripped off?
You're getting what you want to buy. Uh-huh. You're getting what you want to buy. That's what you should leave this podcast with. You're getting what you want to buy from any fucking salesman. I don't care if you're Juan, JC, or Chris. You're getting what the fuck you want. Thank you for listening.
Load of horse shit.
Find Juan's drawings and musings at fawakata.com. That's FWACATA. Keep up with Chris drinking and rambling at typewriteronmute.blogspot.com. Also like them on Facebook at Zombie Years and Christian Gillen. That's GUILLEN.